With Brad Thompson and Chris Ronge, I'm Anthony Stalter. It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. If you've been listening all day, we have been sharing just not great news about the Cardinals, but don't blame us. Blame our next guest. He's Mark Saxon of The Athletic. He's our Cardinals insider. He's our good friend. And of course, I'm just kidding. But not great news here today, Saxy. You were reporting, you tweeted out that the Cardinals will not head to Detroit. That game has been postponed. What else are you hearing right now? What's the latest with the Cardinals?
Well, I mean, there's really nothing that's the latest from their perspective, because they're stuck in their darn hotel rooms in Milwaukee still. And that's going to go on for another 48 hours here at least. They're to self-isolate. They're going to be tested today and tomorrow. If they get no more positives tomorrow or Wednesday, they're going to fly back to St. Louis and have a workout and move ahead with the schedule starting Friday. Now, the team you see take the field Friday is going to look different because, as we know, there are 7 Cardinals players who are now on the COVID IL or shortly going to be on that IL. So not a great situation, but they think they have the outbreak contained. So we'll see if they're right.
So that's the crazy thing to me, because, Saxy, when you look at it, I mean, the numbers each day have kind of gone up exponentially. We saw what happened with the Marlins, and I guess the testing is the only way. I just feel like I wonder how they can feel like they're in the clear or almost in the clear. Isn't it kind of hard to just kind of get a gauge of that?
Yeah, it's very hard, and it's also, you know, everyone wants to sort of fixate on where they got it and what they're acting like on the road, but the key is once it's inside one of these traveling parties, and we've seen it occur twice now, so we're kind of getting more evidence. Once it's inside, boy, it is going to spread. And then, so the key is to just keep the infection entirely out. That's very hard to do. But in terms of them feeling like they have a handle on it and they're not going to have further infections, that's why they have to go. You know, so what I was told was, The 13 number really comes from clearing up those 4 kind of indeterminate tests. They all proved to be positive. And then one further player did test positive on Saturday. But since then, there have been no positives that I've learned of. So I think they feel like if they can go 3 or 4 days with no new positives, that they're somewhat in the clear. Although, as you mentioned, even that's not so clear-cut, because the incubation period can be up to 14 days. So it's a hard thing to navigate, but Major League Baseball seems intent on trying it.
Does this change anything with them? Because, again, we don't know how it was contracted in the first place and brought back. And, you know, we just talked to Craig Mish, who covers the Marlins, and the team seems to think there that it wasn't because players were doing stuff they weren't supposed to. But clearly there's maybe an issue here around the league of some people not taking it as seriously as they should. Does something like this, if they're not taking seriously, wake them up?
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, we've seen them have a number of wake up calls here, and that kind of has become a buzzword among the team. Now, they do think, I'll tell you this, Ronge, they do think through contact tracing that the original positive did come from St. Louis before they left last Monday, a week ago today. So even if they did, I think it was Jerry Harrison who said he heard reports that they were in a casino in Minnesota. Even if that's the case, it's not necessarily where it came from. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen it with the Marlins and now probably with the Cardinals. If you've got 30 guys traveling around the country and 29 of them are doing great, staying in their room, getting the room service, nothing else, and then one of them does something dumb, that's all it takes.
Mark Saxon is our Cardinals insider with The Athletic. He joins us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Saxy, what else? What do you think what the Cardinals could do with filling these spots with the roster moving forward here? Like Ron just said, we talked to Craig Mish, and the Marlins are looking at guys that nobody has ever heard of. He thought that maybe one was a hitter, and the Marlins are listing him as a pitcher. So how bad could it get for the Cardinals as they search for players when they eventually get ready to play baseball again?
Yeah, I haven't even like dug into like guys at Springfield who could help them.
Well,
but
what have you been doing? You know,
the hell, man!
Hey, here's the first thing. You guys,
first you already ruined the season today, and now this.
But they're going to need seven. Well, actually, what's going to happen, the rosters are going to drop to 28. So they're going to need to replace five players from the Springfield camp. Now, I'm not going to tell you who the positives are on the Cardinals, but I can tell you that several of them are very prominent players. They're not going to be able to replace those players. They don't have those guys in the organization. But they need five bodies. They'll get it. And I think the MO of baseball right now is, and the Marlins are going to look the same, although, you know, to some people they already look like a Triple-A team. But, you know, it's just going to look different. And you can't really complain because your team was the one that had the outbreak. So it is what it is. And I hate that phrase, but that's kind of where we are.
It is what it is there, Sacky. That is for sure. That's where we're at. Hey, and I know you haven't had a chance to dig too much into the pool or what's going to come up or, you know, the back and forth. But would there be any names from that taxi squad that would shock you if they came up? And I guess, and I'm not talking about the couple of first rounders from last year, but outside of those guys, would you be shocked? Nolan Gorman, for example, would that shock you if we saw him?
You know, I think part of the consideration now has to be, you know, this season feels tenuous, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to bring up the very, very top prospects, you know, you're risking giving them service time when the season could end in days. And I hate to be that guy who brings up that possibility, but it's kind of hanging out there, right? If there's one or two more outbreaks on other teams, what does baseball do? You really can't put a schedule together at that point. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see mostly kind of, you know, I don't want to, you know, disrespect anyone, but not the elite prospects, especially in this next wave. Now, if things stabilize a little bit, you could see some of those names that people in St. Louis are excited about. And I'm not saying I know this for sure, but I think there'd be some hesitancy with the really elite guys to bring them up in a season in which it's possible you really won't gain much from having their talents here.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too, at least from the perspective of, you know, the service time. And I know they don't want to mess with that when it comes to certain players. And maybe this season gets to a point where teams feel like we can't even really truly evaluate. Because this, you know, you're stopping and starting as it is. You're not going to play a full 60 games, all of those things. And I wonder if what they will do with somebody like Dylan Carlson, and Craig Mish told us that he was going to probably be up here at some point. Do you think there's a chance that it doesn't happen that way with him?
I do. I don't know that for sure, but I just think it's going to be a cost benefit analysis. Now, I can tell you this, if they wait until about mid-August, they potentially could save millions of dollars down the road in terms of arbitration. They've already passed the service time threshold with Dylan where he doesn't lose a year of free agency. They'd have six full seasons beyond this year. But still, that's a consideration, especially coming out of a pandemic, the dollars. So I think if we see Dylan, it'll be at least another 10 to 12 days. But I can't say that with any certainty. Maybe they're feeling kind of the pinch of this and they really want to go chase a World Series and they're going to bring up the best guys they have down there. I just think it certainly should be a consideration of bringing, you know, really elite players, not only into a situation where their service time clock starts ticking, but potentially a little bit of a dangerous situation in terms of the virus. So a lot of stuff in play here, guys. And I think, you know, today it really sounded like hearing Mo, his head has been all around, like, protecting the players, talking with MLB, seeing what's possible. He hasn't really even thought about these next steps that we're kind of talking about right now.
All right, Big Saxy, to the best of your knowledge, give us your best guess. When do we see the Cardinals back on the field?
I think it'll be Friday. I just think that Major League Baseball is intent on continuing gaining more information about what these outbreaks look like, how you flatten the curve as quickly as possible. And they see this, as disastrous as it is, as an improvement over the Marlins situation, which was 20 guys. This is 13. So I think they're going to try and play Friday. you know, the one thing that would scuttle that would be, you know, a couple more positive tests in the coming days. So let's see what happens.
Hey, make sure if you're not following Mark on Twitter that you jump on it at Mark A. Saxon. He's covered a lot of ground with the Cardinals over the last couple of days, and he had the breaking news on his Twitter feed today about the Cardinals not heading to Detroit. So I'm sure he'll keep you updated throughout the course of the week. Big Saxy, thanks, man. Great work.
All right, guys, maybe pretty soon we'll talk about baseball, right?
That'd be nice. Absolutely.
Be great.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Take it easy, guys.
You too. That's Mark Saxon again, our Cardinals insider with The Athletic here on 101 ESPN. Well, I actually think that that was really good because he said maybe Friday. He said not until Friday, but I was thinking like not ever again. So whoa. Friday sounds good.
Well, don't go down the never again rabbit hole.
All right, well.
Yeah, Steph's, are things ideal?
No.
No. Is it the worst ever? Nah, I don't think so.
Not right now.
I don't think so. We're going to be okay.
Okay.